Kainoa Kamakana, high school senior this year, is president of the Molokai 4-H Livestock Club. We've caught him with Taylor Kili'ihoʻomalu, vice president, who says joining was kind of natural.
I started participating because family persuaded us that it's just like raising an animal, and that's what we normally do. As a family, we just take care of them, like the orphans that we find.
I mean, it's a huge responsibility to take on an animal.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of components that come in with taking care of an animal, like
giving it basically time.
Yeah, like if you can start from your kindergarten year. Most people raise like a rabbit or a chicken, a hamster. As you get older, you move up to a goat, a sheep, then a swine, and then a steer is the highest you can go. I started raising steers my sixth grade year, and I've been raising steers ever since then.
A hog, you don't have to give as much time because they're easier and they won't rush you as they're really smaller than you.
Not if they start at 50 pounds.
But so, your steer started like 500 pounds. They're already like three times your size, maybe more.
The pigs are a three-month commitment. Steers you raise for 9 months. How did that affect the rest of your life, Kainoa?
I have to set up my schedule so that I can give time to the animal, the time that it needs. Like, I would get up in the morning, feed my animal, go to school. When I come home from school, make sure he has water, brush him down, clean him up. Then I'm into rodeo, so I usually go ride my horses and then come back home and feed him again.
Mm-hmm. And then how big do they get?
1,200 to 1,300 pounds.
They do double their weight in 9 months.
Yeah, they usually do double their weight plus some.
You must get to know the animal really well.
Yeah, most people get really connected to their animal to the point where they're really going to cry really hard when their animal leaves them.
But then you're ready to do it again the next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that I look forward to. I look forward to picking my steer for the next year and having to raise him. And
yeah, it's like a cycle.
Who do you sell the animals to? Who bids?
The members all send out invitations for the expo. And here, like, we have a lot of support from the businesses here.
We have a local slaughterhouse here, and we encourage all businesses around the state to come and support us.
4-H members usually take out $1,000 loans from the USDA to buy an animal and the startup feed.
When we take out a loan, we already are establishing credit for ourselves.
Last year, the top steer, hand-raised at 1,182 pounds, sold for $6 a pound. That's $7,092, minus the loan and other expenses. Still a tidy sum. Kainoa has plans for his earnings over the years.
Hard work does pay off at the end. I plan on finishing vet school and coming back and being the local vet and opening my clinic here.
Fresh produce, baked goods, a sheep herding demo, all a part of the festivities. And bidders from all islands are welcome. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.